What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
4 o'clock hour. The Hockman and Crowder program. You were listening at the beginning of the show. You heard me mention that a lot of the Dolphins beat writers said Quinn Ewers had a very good practice today. So that's kind of exciting. You also heard us mention that Christian Wilkins is not going to be playing for the Raiders anymore. I don't know if a lot of, I think Dolphins fans maybe had the initial reaction I did, which was, oh, go get him on the cheap. Because I loved Christian Wilkins, but then it's like, well, he probably can't play. Imagine that has something to do with it.
Same reaction. Oh, the Dolphins want to get rid of him, bring him back. They just paid him. Then I read on, oh, now they're avoiding $32 million. And he didn't want to do rehab on his foot. Yeah, no, let's wait a little bit and see how this plays out.
Man, it is such a curious story. You so rarely. He was one of the biggest offseason signings a year ago. One of the biggest losses for the Dolphins. We talked about it for a season, and his contract was massive. And to let it go after one season is wild.
And for him to be, like, for it to be a communication problem or him kind of, you know, we need more information, but for him not to do what the organization wants or kind of be a troubled player, he was the perfect team guy, rah-rah, fun guy, fan favorite. And I don't know, you know, you give somebody $100 million, they might change, but I need a little more information because, like I said, Christian invited me to go watch that damn play with him. Like, he's a good dude.
Hamilton.
Hamilton. But something I need more about it. So I can't say he's just a troubled player because that's not how he came off to me. I knew him for a couple years.
By the way, just speaking of the Dolphins, tomorrow is the first public training camp. It's at 9:05 a.m. This is according to Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald. It says you must claim a ticket on the team's website to attend. We talked about one fan going to receive the orange jersey. Here's the thing. Fans can submit nominations at the orange tent on Activation Road each day between 7:30 and 9:30. The winner will be announced at the end of the day's practice, and the winner must be in attendance. The winner will receive an authentic orange practice jersey signed by that day's orange jersey player and an exclusive experience at the Dolphins preseason game against Jacksonville Saturday, August 23rd. So there you go. Well, enjoy yourself a little Dolphins camp tomorrow. Have a little fun.
And you got to stay till the end.
Got to stay to the end if you want to win that jersey.
Now I got to watch meetings. I got to watch sprints. Yeah. No orange jersey for me.
Yeah, a lot of rigmarole. Yeah. We'll get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Dolphins are going to have I shouldn't say throwback. They're going to wear their throwbacks this year, but they're also going to have one of those rivalry uniforms. I don't know if you guys saw this. Like, some of the different teams teased a release today. The Bills and the Dolphins as well. They're going to emerge, they write the video, August 28th.
Oh,
that's when they're going to release these videos.
No one can beat the Packers. Did you see the Packers throwback?
Yeah.
That is so cool. The leather helmet on top of the real helmet, like the leather helmet image, that's I would love to play with that.
That's super fire.
That's the best. What they call it? Color switch and all that cute stuff they've done. That Packers this year is the best switch up I've seen in NFL history.
But it's the helmet.
Was it Zach Gelb this week who talked about Nick Saban coming back to coach? He was asked about it today.
Yeah.
He was asked about it today on Fox. And he kept saying, no, no, no. And then he says, there's no opportunity that I know of right now that would enhance me to go back to coaching, enjoy what I'm doing. I did it for 50 years. I loved it. Blah, blah, blah. But then he said, I can't find the exact quote here, that Miss Terry has been asking him to sweep the floor. And he does recall that when he was coaching, he didn't have to sweep the floor. And so he left open the possibility.
Saban's going to go back. I talked to somebody about this recently. When the NIL stuff gets flushed out, when there's structure behind NIL, I think he goes back in some capacity to help out. And I believe it'll be Alabama again.
I know Trump signed an executive order yesterday on NIL, but it didn't seem to clear up too much of it because there was it was almost like a cap on who could pay the players. So it couldn't just be all these third parties, but it was also you can continue to receive endorsement money on your NIL, but it has to be commensurate with market value, which that to me makes a little bit of sense in trying to figure it out. Like, hey, if market value for someone, you know, from Happy Gilmore, he's on the Subway commercials. Like, if appearing in a commercial gets Shooter McScooter like $50,000 or $100,000, then fair market value would be somewhere in that arena. And if there's a college athlete who just gets $30 million, $3 million, $6 million for doing what McScooter does for $50,000, then you can make the argument that maybe it's not fair market value.
But it's what, Huck, you've told me this. You're worth what people will pay you.
Well, true. There's always that side, which is fair market value is whatever somebody will give me.
And that's the thing. So these kids, the Arch Manning, or hell, we'll stay closer to home. Is Carson Beck worth $4 million to the university? I think he's worth every penny.
Right, to the university. What they're trying to avoid is a booster who owns a car dealership saying, you get $15 million for doing an appearance at the car dealership, when he just wants him to sign with the team. Normal market value for an appearance at a car dealership is one millionth of that.
And it's called a spot booster, where there's collectives that all the booster sponsors, Bull Gators, Bull Canes, whatever the hell their name, you know, they all got their cutie names, and they put all their money into one big pot, and then someone decides what kids to give money to. There's real, real rich guys now that say, I want you to give my $2 million to Scooter McShooter. He's the next great quarterback in college. So give my $2 million to him. They're called spot sponsors. I think they're trying to stop spot sponsors, where a rich dude can really just decide what one kid does.
I'll give you whatever you want. I want you to play for my team.
Yeah. Like, if somebody else wants Carson Beck, I don't want him to go to UM. I want him to come to Texas. I'll give him $5 million, but I'm giving my money just to Carson Beck. I think they're trying to stop that, where really, really billionaires can decide where a one singular player plays.
Jimmy, you seem to be having a conniption back there over something. What is annoying you so much?
It's Shooter McGavin.
Are you sure? Pretty sure it's Scooter McShooter. When's the last time you saw the movie, Jimmy?
A few years ago, but I remember the movie.
I saw it recently on an airplane. I'm pretty sure it's Scooter McShooter.
Did you see what happened today? That's going to blow the ratings out of the water?
No.
Taylor Swift tweeted about Happy Gilmore 2 because Travis Kelce's in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So that's going to... So, Hawk, any questions you have about the ratings of Happy Gilmore 2, you need to let them go because Taylor Swift, all the Swifties are now going to go watch
it. I don't think it's going to do as well as people think.
Hawk, all the Swifties are now going to go watch it because Taylor watched it.
Yeah, but then they're going to go, they're going to start watching this thing with all these old people, and then they're going to go, what happened to Taylor? And they're just going to bail on her.
And they're going to buy the movie off Netflix, and it's going to go through the roof.
I don't think you know how Netflix works.
Hawk, you need me. You need some hockeys. Me and you need some Crowderies and some hockeys because these Swifties can move needles.
I've got hockeys, but I'm trying to get rid of them. I don't know if they annoy me.
I think that starts with herp.
She didn't tweet about it, but she did post about it on Instagram, and what she writes is an absolute must watch, 13 out of 10. Go watch it on Netflix as soon as humanly possible. And I believe, Hawk, I don't know if you remember this, I believe you and I, a year ago, when we found out Happy Gilmore 2 was coming out, made a wager. And I have that saved.
Oh, really?
And I believe we made a wager about audience numbers, ratings, how well this movie...
I'm hoping I'm consistent because I don't think it's going to be anywhere near what people think it's going to be.
You were consistent. I said it would be awesome. It would...
Bigger than Bird Box.
Break records on Netflix. You called it...
Because have any of those movies... Did Coming to America 2 or Axel Foley, all these reboots from characters we loved, did any of these things do like crazy numbers? Oh, get out of there.
But the happy Gilmore.
Gus Bus.
Let's go.
Gus Bus, because you know I got him in the parlay. They're sending him home. They're calling it a ding dong. But Gus Bus.
The genius thing, and we talked about this when we talked about it before, the genius thing with Happy Gilmore 2 is that they have Travis Kelce, so now they have Taylor Swift attached to it. Now they have Bad Bunny.
Oh, that was
so
Bad
people,
Bunny. Why
people that don't even speak damn English are going to watch Happy Gilmore 2 because of Bad Bunny. Mm-hmm. Bad Bunny fans, Travis Kelce fans, and Taylor Swift fans are going to watch the movie. The ratings are going to be through the roof, Hawk.
Yep.
Now, the graphic on FanDuel Sports said Kyle Stowers home run. But, man, that didn't look like Kyle Stowers to me. I know that guy who they're showing in the home run hat does not look like Kyle Stowers to me. That's a home run. Guy on the Brewers went over the wall and got his glove on it and brought it back into the field of play.
But didn't catch it.
But the ball bounced on the top of the yellow as he was bringing it back in, which I believe is a ding dong.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah. If it hits out of the field of play, it's a home run.
Well, he had it in his glove, so he can bring it back in, but he just wasn't able to bring it in cleanly.
Hmm.
So what's the score? 1-0?
1-0. This is the first inning, yeah. Hmm. Under review.
I'm not playing the Marlins games in Orlando.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, should I do headline talk?
I thought you were in them.
Nope, I haven't gotten there yet.
All right.
Hey, a couple notes from around the NFL. Justin Fields is back on the practice field today. After the whole debacle yesterday, he was back.
Yeah, I'm looking at the umpire review here.
Nowadays, all these kids...
Not a home run. They're calling it not a home run. They have reversed the call. However, I can... I'm reading lips. I heard a however. Oh. Second base. I heard him say second base. I
didn't ground rule double.
Saw him say second base. So my rudimentary understanding of what's a home run and what's not a home run is the opposite of what I thought it was.
This Ramirez. So Ramirez is a well put together human.
It's still a hit, which gives me the first leg of my 3-leg parlay. So who really cares?
Ramirez.
Today, Travis Hunter was practicing with the defense. Remember, we talked about it earlier in the week. He was practicing with the offense. Now, practicing with the defense.
All right.
Yep. Package guy on offense, full-time corner. I'm calling it.
What's the deal? Where's he? Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's the difference? They got a bum at quarterback.
You know.
Come on. When are we calling it on this guy? You got to call the fight at some point.
You're calling the fight on Lawrence?
I'm getting close. How many seasons has it been?
Ooh, what's Trevor? Five?
One more than Tua, right? Or one less?
I think one more. I think one more. Isn't it? What's Tua? Tua's at five.
Tua's entering six, I believe.
Yeah. We got to look it up. I don't know. It's funny because we talk about Zach Wilson with this. Have all their arm talent, but can they really go out there and do this thing?
Win.
He showed out a couple years ago. Last year he looked bad, but 2 years ago, you know. Well, Huck, you tell us to forget last year and look back 2 years.
I'm talking about Trevor Lawrence here.
Not the Dolphins. Just Trevor.
Not Tua. No, it's a whole different story.
Okay, I got you.
He's entering year five. Trevor Lawrence is. Trevor Lawrence does have a playoff win, does he not? Correct me if I'm wrong here. Yeah, he has one playoff win when the Jags beat the Chargers back in 2022.
Big comeback. They came back in the second half. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready to call it. Would you take him straight up for Tua?
No.
You would not?
No.
You would not?
Put a T on the end of no, and it's not
negative. Then,
no, yeah, there's some guys. It's funny because I take Herbert over Lawrence. And I'd take Herbert over Tua. But I wouldn't take Lawrence over Tua.
Interesting.
Well.
You also, Solana?
Yeah, I don't think I'm taking Trevor Lawrence. Man, well, the last couple times I've seen
you
Trevor
guys
Lawrence.
Said that is the thing that surprised me. The answer doesn't surprise me because I think I would get to the same place too. But how quickly you guys said that surprised me.
Yeah, because he's had talent, but I seen him fold, totally fold. If Tua is healthy, if I have to say that phrase again, my stomach's going to start hurting. Mm-hmm. If Tua is healthy, Tua is slanging that biscuit.
Last time I saw Trevor Lawrence, he was doing a better job throwing to the other team than he was to his receivers. I can't get behind a guy like that. Great hair. Don't get me wrong. Great hair.
Almost too healthy looking.
Yeah.
But not attractive. You take off the blonde hair, he looks like a caveman.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He's heavy cheekbone.
Interesting.
With that hair, though, Crowder does look like he's ready to rush Faimu at Clemson. You know, like he looks like he's got that appeal to him.
And Omega Moo.
What's the boy, Lamont? What's his name?
Lamar Luttrell.
And Omega Moo.
And Omega Moo.
So there's been an update to the Messi story. Leo Messi suspended by the NFL and
MLS.
By the MLS. And Jorge Mas has made some comments. I just lost it. But Jorge Mas, here we go.
I've seen this happen a number of times to Lester Holt.
Jorge Mas, quote, Messi is extremely upset. I'm hopeful it doesn't have an impact long term. Will it have an impact on his perception of the league and its rules? No doubt.
Well, I mean, aren't the rules pretty clearly written, though?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I want to treat superstars special and give special dispensation for things that are in the league's best interest. Like, I understand it all, but this seems to be a pretty clear-cut rule. Miss the MLS All-Star game. If you're not injured, you can't play the next MLS game.
NBA. What's the NBA rule where you had to play 65 games to have a superlative?
You don't win an award, yeah.
Yeah, like, we know there's, you know, it's usually, it was Embiid and Kawhi Leonard were getting killed for this for years because they don't play enough, but it's a rule.
But it's not the same because if LeBron James plays more regular season games, the NBA benefits more from that than
LeBron James
playing in an All-Star game that's meaningless, that he's not even going to try.
Change the rule then. Just change the rule before the infraction takes place rather than saying, oh, well, we do have this rule, but we're going to ignore it because it's Leo Messi. Like that, I mean,
yeah,
you know.
I get what you're saying, but I do think this was an opportunity for the MLS to say, and this entire experiment should be an opportunity for the MLS to have some sort of introspective look at themselves.
Well, maybe
starting with the commissioner and say, hey, a lot of the structures we have in place are hindering our ability to grow as a league. You saw it in the FIFA Club World Cup where LAFC and the Seattle Sounders were completely outmatched. The only team which has kind of been given the opportunity to bypass some of these regulations, Inter Miami, is the only team that had any sort of success on that stage. So why does the MLS continue, despite having this opportunity to attract major talent, continue to shoot themselves in the foot? Doesn't make sense. You're telling a fan base, hey, we're more interested in the greatest player in the history of the game playing in a meaningless game against the Liga MX team that has no bearing on our organization and no bearing on our league, but we're going to suspend him when you have arguably the biggest regular season matchup coming up this weekend against the number one team in the Eastern Conference, which Inter Miami is chasing.
Who are they playing? FC Cincinnati?
FC Cincinnati.
If you're Cincinnati, I mean, wouldn't you raise holy hell if they said, hey, we're not going to enforce this rule because it's messy. You'd go, wait a second. We've got to play by all the rules, but because they have Messi, they don't?
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, you want to change the rule, change the rule beforehand.
Yeah.
Change the rule for next season. But, I mean, that'd be kind of, I mean, just award Inter Miami the division then, or the title. I mean,
also, on the front end of this, to your point, if you're going to make a rule about having to play in the All-Star game, it's going to be the top players in your league. So I understand the rule, but if those players decide that it's not worth me playing in this game, they're going to be the best players for that game you suspend them. So
right,
if it's Messi, if it's Busquets, if it's whoever else, and it's funny, I don't know anybody, any of the All-Stars names in MLS, but if it's one of those other dudes, you're now suspending Callender for a game, but you want to grow your league, Solana. So they almost this rule shoots themselves in the foot.
It because does.
It's going to be the best player
the rule. Yeah,
that you're about to suspend for not playing in the All-Star game. You're not playing a third string guy out of Atlanta FC in the All-Star game.
Nobody has ever talked more about the MLS All-Star game in the 30-year history of the league than the last week where Leo Messi decided he wasn't going to play in it. He did this league a favor by skipping out on the MLS All-Star game.
Come on. What are we doing? What are we doing?
They made the rule.
Now, I'm just saying the rule's there. It's pretty clear. Yeah. If you don't like the rule, I don't. But I don't. I get why Messi should be playing against Cincinnati, but also I understand why you have that rule in place, because if you make it an option, who the hell wants to play more soccer if they don't have to? But then how do we showcase some of the best players in the league together? I mean, I don't know.
Listen, man, Don Garber, get rid of this draconian rule. I don't know how else to explain it to you. Get rid of this draconian rule. I'm sick of it.
I don't know, Selena. Do they get paid for the All-Star game?
I don't know.
Or doubt it.
Like, that's what I was saying. If you really want to make a rule, pay them their annual salary for the All-Star game.
You don't need to do that with the other league All-Star games. Like Aaron Judge was at the All-Star game. Didn't stay for the end, but he was there, which is really all they were asking Messi to do. Like
10 minutes.
Play for 5 minutes,
10 minutes.
That's why the Pro Bowl turned into flag football and skills challenge, because the guys are like, man, listen, this dude's making $50 million a year, and I'm going to go out here and play real
football.
They were
showing up. No, they weren't playing real football, but they were showing up.
Yeah.
How about
Messi didn't
want to
stand
Quantrill
on the sideline.
Look at these flyouts.
I mean, they were playing in Austin. What the hell is Messi going to go to Austin, Texas for? And get out of here, Don Garber.
Pretty cool.
I love Austin.
Yeah. Or how about you have a little foresight, Inter Miami, and put him on some sort of injury watch list or something? I mean, just play the game.
Now that's the thing I've said a number of times, Hawk. Hey, you
just
can't miss
game the system. Yeah,
you can't say load management. Okay, well my ankle hurts. I have a stomach bug.
Right,
my head hurts. Headache. Yeah,
COVID.
You can still use COVID.
I use it all the time.
What variation are we on?
I got 71. COVID 71.
Your weather.
Guy jogged by me yesterday on Palmetto Park Road. Jogged by me wearing a mask. Yo, what's going on here?
He didn't want that traffic germs.
Not easy to run with a mask on. It's 1,000 degrees out, and I mean,
he was about it. Was it? Did he have on jogging outfit, or did he have on a black hoodie? He might have been robbed of somebody.
He's training his lungs.
Could be.
he might play at the Dink Club.
Nah, you guys are laughing, but the day air quality gets real bad in the future,
you wear a mask.
And you got to escape some sort of life-threatening situation, he's ready for it. Guess what? You're not. You're done. He's ready for it. You're not.
Fair.
When the air quality gets bad where I can't even walk out the house, I'm going to go for a jog?
Well, if you need to, you got to save your family. He's ready for
it. Dogging to save my family? I should probably go a little faster.
All right. Your weather, partly cloudy right now in South Florida. It's like 95 degrees. That's your weather.
Yeah, put your masks on. Don't go anywhere. We've got more to come. Did we do any Dolphins headlines there? I don't even know.
No idea.
All right. Well, we'll try to get you some Dolphins headlines in the next segment as well, just to make sure we've got you covered headed into the weekend. Don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Jimmy, you know how to make a hot tea?
No, I do not.
You know the ingredients of tea?
Water.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Old play?
Yes, it is.
All right.
They're here tomorrow, right, Jimmy?
Oh.
They're here tomorrow and Sunday.
Yeah. My fiance asked me if I would buy her some tickets to go watch Coldplay tomorrow. I told her, nah, I'm busy tomorrow.
Fellas, don't bring your guma.
There was some canceled tickets after all that.
I bet, man. Can't risk that. Omar Kelly in the Miami Herald. Here's a stock up, stock down for today's Dolphins practice. Stock up. He also is in agreement. Quinn Ewers. He says Quinn Ewers is nowhere near where he needs to be to push Zach Wilson for the backup job at this time. The former University of Texas starter is still mastering the playbook and adjusting to the speed of the game. But the Dolphins' 2025 seventh-round pick had a solid day on Friday, especially in the final period when he connected with D. Eskridge on a 20-yard pass that was perfectly placed and then hit Tanner Connor in the seam for another 15-yard gain. Both were tight area throws. Would have been interesting to see how Ewers finished that series, but practice was called after Connor's reception. Clearly, Coach Mike McDaniel was trying to end the day on a high note for the offense, which has gotten off to a slow start. Stock down, according to Omar Kelly, Ollie Gordon II.
Man.
He committed the cardinal sin for any running back, fumbling at the end of a run. The ball was clearly punched out by a defender, but Gordon's upright running style will likely make him a target for punched balls all season. Gordon is competing with Alexander Mattison and Devon Achane for the role as Devon Achane and Jalen Wright's backup.
Hmm. I thought Ollie Gordon would be good because he's big as hell and now they can run a power offense. So that's what I thought they brought him in for.
Madison's kind of a bruiser too, though.
He is? Oh, okay, yeah.
Couple other notes from Omar Kelly in the Miami Herald. Top performers today, inside linebacker Willie Gay Jr. He's the type of player who simply has a knack for making plays. He found himself around the ball regularly, and a perfect example of this was the deflected pass he nearly pulled in for an interception during the first 11-on-11 period of practice. Gay, who has 55 NFL games in five seasons, who has started 55 games in five NFL seasons, is instinctive and has a knack for creating pressure when he blitzes. Another top performer, outside linebacker Derek McClendon. This former Colorado standout spent all last season on Miami's practice squad, and his early showing of camp makes it clear that spot was earned weekly in practice. During Friday's practice, the 6'4", 250-pounder had a sack and a recovered fumble. And one other top performer today, according to Omar Kelly, Storm Duck. Duck, an undrafted rookie who played 358 snaps on defense last season, has had a solid showing during training camp's first week. He broke up a couple passes on Friday and has been Miami's second most consistent cornerback behind Darth Cater.
I think that's what Omar told us. I was going to reference somebody, but it was an Omar quote where they have all these young guys. We brought up Cam Smith today, stormed up Cam Smith, Kader Kohu. They had Artie Burns who hurt himself. They brought in some other, you know, unproven guy where they're just going to find the best of these guys and see if they can make a play at a higher level. I don't like the approach. I'm not going to lie. I would love to have Darius Slay, but that's what you're going with. That's what you're going with.
I think he wrote something in the Herald today. I got to look for it on the Herald app. I think he wrote something in the Herald today like, hey, cornerbacks are not playing bad, so don't worry.
Yeah. He told us that. Along those lines. Yeah. He told us that, man. But I just, that's a, you have a limited ability at D tackle. You have a questionable guard, Liam Eichenberg. You have a questionable guard. You can still put up some points. You have bad corners, or if those corners don't work out, teams are going to destroy you in the on the outside.
Yeah, Omar wrote a column today in the Miami Herald just about an hour ago. Dolphins cornerbacks holding their own so far.
If they're locking up Tyreek Hill, locking up Jalen Waddle, okay, well, we got action.
If the Dolphins end up having a top 10 defense this year and the secondary is a big part of that, in my opinion, it would be the greatest thing Chris Greer could put on his resume. Like, I'm not even kidding. That's how big of a surprise it would be.
Turned a bunch of nothing into something.
Yeah.
Just like everybody told you the offensive line last year would be a joke, and guess what? That's the biggest detriment on his resume, right? Like, everybody saw it. But if he's telling you, hey, we're going to be fine with these guys, and everybody's like, bro, this is the worst secondary in the league, this is the biggest question mark for the Dolphins, and they end up panning out and being good.
There's a strikeout from Cal Quantrill. Need a couple more. Let's go.
Oh, but so the O-line, wouldn't that be like even the Zach Wilson thing this year? If and let's say if, you don't want to say when, you want to say if Tua misses some games and Zach goes in there and looks good, home run, you're paying him $6 million. Great job. Right. If he goes in there and he's Tim Boyle or Huntley or somebody, you're like, damn, why did we do that again? Skylar Thompson, why did we do that again?
This is the beginning of what Omar wrote about the cornerbacks today. Ever get forced to eat something that looks gross, but the moment it touches your tongue, there's a realization that it doesn't taste bad? In fact, you continue to eat it?
That's a good question.
That's how I'm beginning to feel about the Miami Dolphins' unknown and certainly unscrutinized and certainly scrutinized group of cornerbacks competing to replace Jalen Ramsey and Kendall Fuller, last year's two starters. It has only been OTAs, minicamp, and 3 days of training camp, but the no-name cornerbacks haven't been bad. In fact, they are holding their own against Miami's high-octane offense.
They're okra.
Okra. Cottage cheese.
No, cottage cheese is nasty and it looks nasty.
No, it looks nasty, but it's delicious.
No, it's terribly nasty.
No, it's terribly delicious.
Mm. But okra. You ever had fried okra? It doesn't slimy. It doesn't look good, but it's delicious.
It's terrible. Fried okra happens to be terrible.
Awful.
I think this is cultural, and I believe everybody
would agree. Definitely cultural, but I think you have to like okra, but I know you don't.
I don't think I have to like okra. I'm not eating okra pie, but you give me some fried okra, I'm eating the hell out of it.
But you lose your card if you say you don't like okra. I know how this works.
I don't lose any cards.
I think
actually, some mustard greens don't look appealing. Delicious.
I mean, I say all the time, and I can't even get into my synagogue anymore. I don't think Mel Brooks movies are that funny. And boom, I'm out. Yeah.
He should be out. Didn't he do the space move? What's it called?
Yeah, Spaceballs.
You don't like Spaceballs?
I just don't see the fascination in it the way other people do. Like it's fine, but
it's a great movie.
Spaceballs is hilarious.
I mean, a great funny movie. Like it's oh, we gotta rake the desert or whatever, and there's a giant rake. I don't know. Okay, we got you.
History but of you the world three? Is funny too.
We ain't found.
It's fine.
It's hilarious.
Refried beans looks disgusting. Yeah. Put on your tongue, delicious.
What kind of beans?
Was that refried. Quantrill? Did you just strike out another person? Let's go. I think you just struck out another person.
Refried beans are look nasty.
Look disgusting.
Yeah.
Tastes like sex, though, man.
Y'all need wash.
No, don't ask. don't ask.
Y'all need to bathe before y'all do whatever y'all doing.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is on the way next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You know who never just kind of mails it in?
Who?
The Costco guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.